Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 724, closing at 23,957. S&P 500 down 68 at 2,643. NASDAQ Composite down 178 at 7,166. Russell 2000, small and mid-caps, down 35 at 1543. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 8 basis points at 2.83%. Oil down 11 cents at $64.19 per barrel, and gold down $3.20 at $13.29.60. This all has to do with tariffs. The U.S. will soon impose tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese imports, a move that could potentially, eventually, trigger a trade war. The tariffs, which function as a tax on imports, come in response to a Trump administration investigation into China's theft of U.S. intellectual property, or IP. For instance, the country has forced businesses to move their patents to China or disclose their trade secrets to do business there. Trump will impose tariffs on imports of more than 100 different Chinese goods and hit industries from biopharmaceutical to robotics to rail equipment. A full list of products will be released in 15 days, according to White House officials, which will give businesses time to petition for certain items to be excluded. The statement will also limit certain Chinese investments into the U.S. Chinese officials have already signaled they will respond with tariffs of their own. Trump is frustrated over trade imbalances and the theft of intellectual property by China. His proposed trades aren't likely to remedy the situation, could even make it worse, don't necessarily target IP. China's Commerce Ministry issued a statement saying, China will not sit idly to see its legitimate rights damaged and must take all necessary measures to resolutely defend its legitimate rights. Now, reports suggest China will impose tariffs on U.S. exports of the major agricultural products sorghum, soybeans, and hogs. More than half of the soybeans and sorghum exported by the U.S. goes to China. Before the newly announced tariffs take effect, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will release a list of more than 1,000 possible tariff lines, technical codes that apply to a particular good. There will then be a 30-day comment period during which companies and industry groups can raise objections to certain goods being included in the tariffs. During this time, there will also be a public hearing on the tariffs. After the comment period, the USTR will determine which goods the tariffs will apply to and then release those findings. So it could be well into May or June before the tariffs are fully implemented. The restrictions on trade will most likely push up prices on imports of Chinese goods. For businesses that use the imports in their end products, the tariffs will most likely drive up cost and lead to increased prices or cuts in other areas of business. China is a major market for U.S. agricultural products, also cars, machinery, and other products. In 2016, China was the third largest market for U.S. exports. Conversely, more than 41% of clothing and 72% of footwear sold in the U.S. are made in China. Analysts believe that not only will U.S. and Chinese businesses and consumers suffer from dampened demand and higher prices of goods, but other countries could well experience collateral damage. U.S.-China bilateral trade investment ties are integrated with global supply chains, so a U.S.-China trade war is necessarily going to have an effect on companies and consumers in other countries. And U.S.-China relations? Not so good right now. The tariffs could encourage domestic Chinese sentiment to turn against the U.S. The announcement comes after the passage of a law allowing top U.S. officials to visit Taiwan, a measure that China strongly opposes. Beijing views the self-ruled island as a rogue province that belongs to China. Now, truth is, we don't know all the implications. We could have an all-out trade war, or the complexity of the global supply chain might limit the fallout. The one thing seems highly probable: higher prices for consumer goods. Tariffs are essentially a tax. And while the Trump administration recently passed a tax break, the biggest beneficiaries were corporations. Tariffs will hit consumers squarely in the pocketbook. No surprise that Walmart and Target were each down 1.2% today. Boeing was down 5%. China has specifically threatened the U.S. aircraft maker if Trump raised levies. And back in 2016, the Communist Party newspaper said its Boeing orders, among them a $38 billion package announced when China's president visited, could be replaced with Europe's Airbus. Banks and insurers sold off as well, a slump in treasury yields as investors sought safe havens weighed on the sector's earnings prospects. J.P. Morgan Chase down 4.2% today. China's Global Times, which has links to the ruling Communist Party, this week accused the U.S. of dumping soybeans, raising concerns that the crop will be among the first items China targets. Currency depreciation could be one channel through which authorities in Beijing aim to increase the competitiveness of their products. The dollar rose 0.5% relative to the Chinese offshore yuan. China's holdings of American bonds, notes, and bills have already dipped to a six-month low as of January. So, given the possibility of a sustained trade fight, investors were jittery. Stocks moved lower on the open in anticipation of the announcement. Early trading was moderate, and there just seemed to be an absence of buyers. Stocks dropped sharply after the announcement, closing at the low for the day. Now, this was the sharpest drop for the Dow Industrials since the 1,000-point daily declines we saw in early February. The volatility index, the VIX, jumped 31%, up to 23.35, not an historically high number, but still. Treasuries offered a safe haven, and that pushed yields on the 10-year note down 8 basis points, biggest drop in yields since September. Caterpillar, 3M, and Boeing, all with significant exposure to China, were among the big decliners. Bank and tech stocks also dropped. Facebook down about 3% on top of an 8.5% fall over the first 3 days of the week. The Dow is now down about 1,072 points in the month of March and might be looking at the worst month of March since 2001. Dow is also more than 10% below its record high on January 26th, meaning we are back in correction territory. Dow closed at a low on February 8th at 23,860. The intraday low on February 9th was 23,360. So these are levels we would look for support. And on the S&P 500, the support levels are 2580 on the close February 8th and 2531 intraday low on February 9th. Elsewhere, House of Representatives approved a $1.3 trillion spending bill to avert a government shutdown and fund federal agencies through September 30th. The Republican-led chamber backed the measure 256 to 167, sending it to the Senate ahead of a midnight Friday deadline. But 90 of the 238 House Republicans voted against it. Coupled with recently enacted tax cuts, the bill is projected to lead to budget deficits of more than $800 billion for this year. Conservatives balked at the deficit spending. Democrats complained that in the rush to pass the bill, few, if any, lawmakers actually had time to read through the 2,232 pages to see what it actually contained. The bill was just unveiled late Wednesday. Beside an $80 billion boost in military spending, the largest in 15 years, the measure includes new money for infrastructure improvements and combating Russian election hacking. In response to public anger and frustrations over mass shootings, including a February 14th massacre at a Florida high school, the bill also contains modest improvements to background checks for gun sales and grants to help schools prevent gun violence. Among the spending increases for non-defense programs are substantial health care investments, including a $414 million increase for Alzheimer's disease research, $40 million more for research on developing a universal flu vaccine, and $17 million more for antibiotic research bacteria investment, all at the National Institutes of Health. Spending bill devotes $1.6 billion to physical barriers and technology along the border. The funds cover 95 miles of border wall system, 47 miles of new barriers, plus 48 of replacement barriers. During negotiations in recent months, the bill doesn't deal at all with Dreamers brought to the U.S. as children. It also does not deal with stabilizing the Affordable Care Act. Other components of the bill include $10 billion in infrastructure spending for highways, airports, railroads, broadband, and $2.8 billion to fund treatment and prevention of opioid addiction and research into the subject. Dow Jones Industrial Average today down 724 to close at 23,957. S&P 500 down 68 at 2643. NASDAQ down 178 at 7,166. As always, follow along moneyradio.com and the daily blog eatthebankers.com. I'm Sinclair Noe for Investment Property Experts. Whether you're looking for income acceleration or portfolio growth, Investment Property Experts is the right choice. IPX, Arizona's only turnkey, full-service real estate investment firm. IPX delivers higher-earning investment opportunities with 9% returns on single-family properties right here in the greater Phoenix area, and 15% returns on current development projects in the fast-growing vacation destination Rocky Point, Mexico. That's the closest beach to Arizona, just a short four-hour drive from the Phoenix area. Find out more. Visit azipx.com. By the way, you heard right, 15% annual returns. Get on the road to an earlier retirement through hassle-free turnkey investments, earning up to 15%. More information, go to azipx.com. Once again, that's azipx.com.